You know, I think today was a really good day. Offensively, you know, obviously there were some guys that sat out of practice, but, you know, it gave a lot of guys a great opportunity. I know for myself, you know, I don't get a lot of reps with, you know, Demarius, Emmanuel, Cody, you know, that number one line working with Gino. So to get those reps and go out there and have a good day, felt great, but we need to build upon it and get better.
Was it an adjustment at the beginning to work with those guys, or could you jump right into it?
You know, there's a little adjustment, but, you know, that's what pre-practice is for. You know, we did some one-on-ones. We threw some routes on air. You know, tried to work out some wrinkles. I want to get, you know, on their page as far as timing. Obviously, each guy does things a little bit different. But as a whole, you know, I think we had a great day offensively. You know, we'll go in, we'll watch the film, we'll learn from it, we'll get better, and hopefully we just keep stacking practices on top of each other.
Brock, when you get that time and you're able to get into a rhythm, is that help you as a quarterback see things better?
Without question, you know, and especially in a new offense. You know, we're all out there trying to, you know, learn all the ins and outs of this new scheme. And so if we can go out there and stack, you know, one good play after the next and so on, you know, I think you'll build confidence slowly but surely. And you know, anytime you can get into a rhythm as a quarterback, you know, I think the better you'll play. And that was one of those things that we were able to do today.
Brock, does it feel any different this year knowing that you'll be a free agent after this season?
You know, I'm approaching everything the same exact way. You know, to be honest with you, I haven't put too much thought into that. You know, I'm just out here once again trying to learn the new scheme and be the best player I can possibly be this year for the Broncos. And you know, we'll see what happens next year when that comes up.
Talking to some of your teammates, they said the biggest thing they've seen from you is actually the change in leadership quality with Draymond Brown.
Well, you know, I think I just it's not that I haven't been a leader. I think since, you know, I first started playing football, I prided myself as the leader of the football team. But obviously I came into a little different situation with, you know, Peyton being the starter here. And so, you know, I was always very cautious not to, you know, overstep my boundaries and things like that. But, you know, I think I've earned the respect of Peyton and some other people to, you know, speak up in certain situations and just be myself. And, you know, that's one of those things I've been able to do this training camp thus far.
How would you evaluate yourself today? I mean, I'm sure you're your biggest critic. What would you say?
Yeah, you know, I think every single practice, including today, you're going to have some ups, you're going to have some downs. It's all about how you bounce back from the downs. And as long as you learn from those mistakes and they don't happen again, I consider it a good day. So as far as what we did as an offensive group today, I thought we had a good practice, but obviously there's room for improvement.
You mentioned working with Gino. How important is it to get that chemistry with the O-line, and how tough can it be when there is some shuffling?
You know, it's huge. The more reps I can get with Gino and that number one line is huge. You know, for example, we almost had a hiccup today. We were doing a cadence on three, and we had a slight issue with it. We were able to get the playoff, though, and that's just a difference in how I do my on three versus Peyton's on three. So those are one of those examples. But obviously, the more reps that you can get with that first unit, you know, the better the chemistry will be down the line.
Kubiak was mentioning footwork is the key. Is that any more of an emphasis this year for you?
You know, we had similar things last year. I think what Coach is saying is, you know, he coaches us as far as, okay, five plant, ball should be going here. If you take one hitch, ball should be going here. If you take two hitches, ball should be going here. So that's kind of how he builds his offense. And those are the things that we're, you know, working through right now. And obviously, you know, like I said, there's going to be mistakes. You know, he's going to coach us up, and we'll learn from it and we'll get better.
I think you knew the situation coming in. Peyton Manning was ahead of you, but I mean, how hungry do you want to get out there? I mean, do you think about that? Like, I just want to get out there and start playing football.
You know, it's something that I've thought about ever since I've been drafted. You know, you grow up dreaming of playing in the National Football League, and then just to have the opportunity to be here, obviously you want to be out on the field playing. But as you all know, I came into a very special situation, and the one thing I've done on a daily basis is made sure that, you know, I've made the most of that situation, soaking in what I can get from Peyton while he's here. And, you know, I'm sure my time will come at some point in time, and I'll be ready for that.
As much as you can get on the practice field, is there that point, though, where to make that next step there have to be game reps?
You know, I think so. You know, looking back to, you know, high school, college, you know, getting to play in some garbage time here or there, you know, I really think when you're finally out in that fire and you're with the first group and the game's on the line and you're the guy, that's where you really learn things. Obviously, you need to take things from the practice field. You need to be able to translate those to the game. I'm a firm believer that, you know, you play like you practice. But to answer your question, yes, you know, real live game reps, there's nothing that can replace those.
Okay, thanks, Brock.
Thanks, Brock.
Thank you, guys.